Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Can you guys see me? Oh my goodness gracious. I'm so sorry, you guys. My internet went out. The whole neighborhood went out like at 5 to 2. Oh my gosh. Hello. Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Jessica. Hi, Summer. Hi, Raphael. Oh, my goodness. 20 minutes late. How rude. Oh, I'm so sorry. We are in. Yes, we had tech issues. Cool shirt. Squirrel. How is everybody? This is cool, huh? Is my mic working? All right. How many people? Does it say how many people are here? Should we just get going? And you guys are all Patreon subscribers, right? Hi, greetings from Chile. I hope you're doing well. If you could choose a member of the Prison Break cast to do a new series or a movie with, who would you pick? What would the show be about? All right. That is, yeah, all the, okay, got it. This is so cool. This is the first one of these. We're going to have to do a lot. If I could pick one member of Prison Break to do a show with, it would be Sarah Wayne Callies, of course, and it would be about our podcast, and it would be a great action movie. All right, I'm going to read all these. I'm going to try to read all these comments. Ooh, heat wave. Raphael, where's the heat wave? Yes, I know you guys would all watch that. It'd be great. New York City. Yeah, I heard it's pretty sticky. I heard it's pretty sticky there now. Do you guys, my face is being eaten by this beard, which is not a personal choice. It's a acting choice for a show I'm doing. So not a great thing to have, in summer. All right, wait, I'm going to go back. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Illinois is warm. Oh, I know. I'm from Illinois. I'm going to answer all these questions as fast as I can. Also, I think I can scroll. Oh, yes, I can. I can scroll up. So watch, I'm going to do it. And then we're going to have some contests. I'm making up contests in my head that we can do as well. What did I have for lunch today? That's a good question. I had roast chicken and broccoli and cheese and a piece of bread because I'm very, very boring. Who would I have liked to play instead of Kellerman? I would have liked to play Lincoln. I'm not sure I could have done as I couldn't have done as good a job as Dominic, but I think that would have been a fun role. I also think it would have been fun to play C-Note. I don't know. I just always thought he really had cool stuff to do. And also, I've never really played a mafia guy. I think I'd want to play a Brutzi. Here's my... yes. I want to address this one thing that... wait, who's asking about this? Maria Clara is asking about. So Sarah and I recorded the... finale episode of season 2, and I was shooting in Vancouver and I was in a hotel room, and we recorded the whole thing and we had trouble getting hooked up. I won't bore you with all the details, but then when we went back and looked at it, like, the video completely was conking out. So that just will not work. I know that our show is fly by the seat of your pants, DIY, do it yourself. But that looked like it was done by like third graders. So we're going to do better. And I think, fingers crossed, this isn't a promise, that Sarah and I might actually try to figure out to be able to do it in the same room, because we may both may be in Canada at the same time. All right, hold on. I'm going on another question. Ooh, if I'm a musician, who would you like to collaborate with? I mean, Paul McCartney, is he available? I have a question for you guys, and then I will get to some of these questions. Are you guys excited about the reboot? Are people getting, me and Sarah were talking about it off line the other day about whether people are excited, like whether old Prison Break fans, original fans of the original series are as excited about it as maybe, I don't know, people are going to. No. Alicia Wallace says no. Ingrid says no. Terry says no. Amore Court says no. Jessica says no. Not excited. I guess people are, this is like a OG thing, right? Like when the second series of Star Wars came out, I was like, I'm not going to see these. I did end up seeing them, of course, but I didn't. I hope you guys end up loving it. I mean, I don't know anything about it. I feel like I owe you guys a prize for being, for my internet being 20 minutes late and me sweating through my shirt because I had to go fix the router. So here's $20 Canadian, even though I'm in America. And I'm just going to stick it right in the, here, let's just take it. Okay, whoever gets it. All right, I'm going to go back and answer. Oh, somebody's cautiously optimistic. That's Stephanie Reed. It's cautiously optimistic about the Prison Break reboot. It's going to be interesting. Very interested to ask Dawn about it and to see it. I get that. Yeah. Who from the cast do I still talk to today? Well, I talk to Sarah quite often, as you know. I talk to people, you know, I talk to Inbar Lavi because I worked with her on another series. And I talked to Mark Feuerstein because, we've become pretty good friends. So those are people from like the later seasons. From the OG seasons, Prison Guard Mac, CO Mac, is one of my closest friends. So I still got my original Prison Break crew. And I haven't talked to Danny McCarthy in a while, but I'd like to. If I ever get to New York, I will definitely see Danny McCarthy. All right, hold on. I'm going back to answer questions, so be patient with me for a second. What are our plans once we finish watching Prison Break? Well, we have a lot of episodes left. We have a lot of seasons left, so we've been talking about it, but I don't really think we know what it's going to be yet. Okay. Oh, Jacob. Don't boo Jacob. I guess he was kind of a bad guy, huh? Did the Abruzzi and Teabag fiction scare you off from reading more Prison Break fan fiction? No, we laughed a lot at it too. I thought it was actually very well written. No, we'd like to do more fan fiction. And I think if we take a little pause between seasons, maybe fan fiction is one of the things that we can do as a little bonus material kind of stuff. Who is the biggest jokester on set? I'd have to go with me. Maybe. I don't know what the prison guys were like, whether they were jokey, but me and Danny were jokey, and me and Sarah got pretty jokey too. I'm going back up. Any other character? What's my favorite food? What is my favorite food? Steak? Chicken? So boring. Killerman, I think, is a great nickname. How much do I love Caroline Reynolds? You know, enough to put my life on the line, but then quite heartbreaking, wasn't it? I mean, she kind of did me dirty. Yes, you auditioned for Lincoln originally. Can you remember what lines you read? I can. The scene, the audition scene for Lincoln was him and Michael's first encounter. And then I think a scene with him and Veronica. I think those are the scenes. And I read a couple times. I can't remember if it's once or twice. And then they asked me to come back for Kellerman. Is there a character that I've ever played that stuck with me a long time after filming? I think that, yeah. I mean, I think that something like this, I think Prison Break has stuck with me a long time, but not because of the way it infected me internally, but I think because of the way that it exists in the world. So because people talk about it a lot, or people want to talk to me about it a lot. So that kind of keeps it alive with me. There haven't really been too many that like bothered, that stuck with me, like bothered me, stuck with me. I did a play once when I was in my 20s. It was really dark and disturbing, and I think maybe I was a little too young to do it, and that stuck with me for a while. That was a Jean Genet play, which was very messed up. Yeah, I haven't watched season three. Oh, do I think what's good? Oh, predictions about what's going to happen. Well, I kind of know what happens in season three, in that I know that they all end up in Soma. Wait, I'm trying to get back to. Okay. Are you planning on doing a watch party for every season? Yes, we are planning on doing a watch party for every season, but there might be a little pause between the next one because Sarah and I are both working, but we're figuring it out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Stop, scroll. Oh, here you go. I'm scrolling, you guys. I'm not spacing out. What do I miss the most about Prison Break? I miss Kellerman. We had fun together. I loved getting to be that kind of, I never got to play that kind of role before that. So I'd like to do it again. I've kind of done something similar since, but I do miss that. Hmm. Kellerman, a private practice. What do I get recognized most on the street for? Well, it depends. This is a weird thing to say. Well, I don't know if this is a weird thing to say. It's an odd truth that if I'm wearing sunglasses, I get recognized for Prison Break. Which I get why. I don't like walk around in Kellerman's sunglasses or anything, but I must do something to my face. The beard, I don't get recognized much with the beard. We have a lot of guests that we're talking about for the next season of Prison Break, so I'm going to keep that one a secret. What is my most irrational fear that absolutely shouldn't scare me but doesn't? I mean, is being afraid of spiders a rational or an irrational fear? I mean, they can be dangerous, right? So that's, I'm scared of spiders. Although I think that it's because I had like a weird spider experience when I was a kid. Like we were camping on this beach and the beach was full of spiders when the sun went down, and I never quite got over that. So maybe it is irrational. What are the ups of being an actor in your 20s versus an actor in your 50s? That's a good question. I mean, the advantage of being an actor in your 50s is I just know so much more about acting. And acting is one of those things you could never really master. So you just keeps getting better and better because you keep learning more and more. I think the advantage in your 20s is a certain kind of not knowing certain things makes you kind of, willing to throw yourself against the wall with that kind of youthful energy that we all have about, not caring and kind of caution to the wind. And that's something that I think, I still try to have, but maybe comes more naturally in your 20s, but I definitely prefer being an actor in my 50s than an actor in my 20s. What's the favorite line I said as Kellerman? My name's not Lance. I'm not an addict was pretty good. When I said, I'm Secret Service, I know about Michael in the car with the phone. Those are the only two that come to mind. Do I have any pets? I do not currently have any pets. We had two dogs for 16 years each. Both have passed away and lived long, good lives. Contemplating getting a new dog. What's my favorite thing about Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul? Getting to spend time with Sarah. She's so lovely and been such a good friend over the years. It's nice to, it's nice to reconnect. More interviews with the writers is a good idea. That is something we're talking about doing. I'm glad that you guys, that Brenda... Oh, wait, no, Brenda's not saying that. Stephanie Reed's saying that. Stephanie, I'm glad you're saying that because we always wonder, is this going to get boring for people to have writers on or tech people on? That's exactly the same thing, but maybe people only want to see characters or the actors. But we love interviewing the writers and the behind-the-scenes people. And we just want to make sure that our audience is enjoying it as well. What are my favorite shows that are on TV right now? Anything to recommend? I just finished Last of Us last night, which I enjoyed quite a bit. Only 7 episodes in season 2. It's kind of like, I want more. I just rewatched Breaking Bad. I don't know why. I just kind of started. I just put it on one day and then I was sucked in. So I never watched Better Call Saul. So I might go and watch Better Call Saul. Did I have more fun playing Paul in Prison Break or Cooper in Private Practice? Very different, but Ooh, did I have more fun? I don't know. I had fun doing both those things. I can't really say. They're both fun for much different reasons. Kellerman was fun because playing cops and robbers was fun. And I hadn't, to that point, I hadn't gotten to do such a juicy character on TV. And then Cooper was fun because Cooper was fun. It was fun to have to play a character that's that loose. It's fun when you have that assignment because then your job kind of as a human becomes, oh, you gotta be loose. What are your thoughts on CGI and AI? The AI stuff, like everybody else, it makes me really nervous. I'm scared that it's going to replace writers and directors and eventually actors. I hope that's not true. I hope that, like David Lynch said, it's a tool, it's a pencil, and then I hope that it gets used for good. But I think in an industry where people are hurting already, the worry is that it will be used to, you know, cut cost, and that ends up happening and being implemented at the expense of, you know, labor and people that need the work and people that have spent their lives becoming excellent at the work, whether that's production designers, animators, actors, writers, etc. So, you know, AI is pretty incredible, and I hope across the board, not just in the entertainment industry, that you know, it gets used both responsibly creatively and responsibly economically. Fingers crossed on that. Oh, your favorite Kellerman line is, you get one of those one during the bathroom scene. I don't remember the killing people line. Somebody remind me, what was that? What do you think about the theory that Kellerman is not dead because he was actually Poseidon? It would be a great plot twist. I hope that that's true. I don't know. I don't 100% believe Kellerman's dead. We didn't, you know, if you don't see your head explode on Prison Break, you may actually still be alive. So, fingers crossed. I don't know. I don't know if they're ever going to have any of the original Prison Break people back in the reboot. They say it's the same universe, but I don't really know what that means. Do you have any rituals to say goodbye to your characters on your last day of playing them? I do, but I'm not going to share them because they're kind of silly and actor superstitious. So I'll keep them myself, but I do try to kind of properly say goodbye to each character and each set or play. Since I was a kid, even in high school, I remember having like certain rituals when we would do a play, and once we would finish it, I remember that I'd have these kind of rituals to kind of express my gratitude, I guess. What's the funniest or most unexpected thing that ever happened to me while filming? Probably can't share any of that, so I'm not gonna. What renowned big director would you have liked to see directing a Prison Break episode? I mean, Quentin Tarantino would have been a great Prison Break match. I think he would have, his sensibility would have fit really well with Prison Break, and we would have had a good time. That would have been really fun. You said in an interview with Greg Yatanis that you never did table reads as a cast. Why was that, and would you have liked to? I don't know why we didn't. A lot of times that just becomes time. I think sometimes table reads can be super instructive for people, and sometimes they're not. And I think that has to do with the creative team behind the show as actors. I don't know if it's 100% necessary. I think sometimes it's nice because you end up getting to spend time with your compatriots a lot of times on shows like that. We're not on the set at the same time. So Like, for instance, when I was on Scandal, the table reads were a big deal. It was kind of like a celebration every week or whenever it was, every 10 days. And then Prison Break or Private Practice 2, it was really like a fun communal time. And then you're on shows where it just kind of seems unnecessary. So kind of just depends on the culture of the place. Yeah, the vibe says Kellerman looked very dead, like Veronica dead. I mean, I kind of agree. I think Kellerman looked pretty dead too. Although I will say that we shot, I may have said this on the podcast, but I'll repeat it anyway. We did shoot a reaction shot, if that's the right word, of when she shoots Kellerman in the head. We did shoot his brains getting blown out, but they didn't use it. So I was always like, oh, well, maybe that means he's still alive. So I don't know. Do you think purpose is something we find or something that we create as we go? That's from Amore Quartz. I think purpose is something we find and create as we go. I think those two things are kind of linked. I think that a purpose in your life, I think you can find it, and I think it can change. And I also think one purpose can evolve and morph into something different, but still be connected to its original impulse. That's a very general answer to your question, but yeah. When filming a tough scene like the bathtub iron scene, how do you mentally recover from what your body physically endured? I mean, mostly rest. You know, there's a saying, your body doesn't know you're acting. So sometimes you do take that stuff home. I personally end up feeling that stuff in my body. Like I'll be sore or I'll pull a muscle. So really, it's just kind of a physical recovery, which I kind of think jibes with the mental recovery too. If Tarantino and nobody make it out alive, yeah, that's true. As an actor, it sounds hard to have balance. You can work 16 hours a day, and then how do you work out and talk to your family and wind down? It is definitely hard to have balance as an actor. Not just when you're working, but when you're not working, you know, it's such an intense kind of work that when you're not working, you don't know what to do with all that energy. A lot of actors I've read about in the past have talked about the importance of having hobbies, other interests. I do, that helps. Like I love to play music and write, but even, you know, exercise, play sports, whatever it is. But the balance thing, you have to have understanding people around you and you kind of have to do, you have to work on it. I remember one show I was doing, I really felt that I lived too close to home because I would finish on set and I would take my makeup and my costumes off and then I'd be home in like 10 minutes and it was like, whoa, I got to calm down. Sometimes having a little bit of a commute or even being on location can be really, helpful.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
An actor I would love to work with in Prison Break. I would have loved to work with Peter Stormare, who played Abruzzi. I would have loved to work with Wade Williams, who played Bellick. I did a movie with Wade before Prison Break? Yeah, before Prison Break, but we didn't really get to spend that much time together. I've never hopped into the Discord, but maybe I will. did I enjoy the different producers? Yes. TV is, the question is from Brenda Brown. Did you enjoy the different producers on Prison Break? And did you have a favorite? Well, I enjoyed, TV is really a writer producer medium. And we had, Matt Olmsted, Paul Schering, and Don Olmsted were kind of, in my opinion, the leaders of that, of the producer team. And I really enjoyed them. And I went on to work with Don on a bunch of other series. She produced Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, and she produced Imposters, which is a show I created. So I got along great with Dawn, and she's a great person and a great producer. I'm still looking. Not going to answer that one. What's my coffee order? Oh, this is just an iced coffee. Boring, right? Could probably make it at home, but I was doing my grocery shopping and there was a Starbucks in the grocery store, so I did that. I wish I watched more tennis. I don't watch that much tennis. I'm trying to learn how to play tennis, and I'm not very good. No. All right, what have we done? A half hour? Do you have more questions? Anybody have any more questions? If any of us, this is a good comment. If either of us have a lousy day, we should pop into the Discord because there's love for us both. That's nice. With everything going on in the world right now, how do I find peace within myself? That's a good question, Raphael Jones. I try to have a meditation practice, I try to exercise, and then I try to give myself permission to not, be reading the news all day, every day, which, sometimes feels like, well, I have to be paying attention. And sometimes you realize, no, putting it down for a minute, can be helpful. What else? I do like traveling to different countries. I wish I got to do it more. All right, a couple more questions. Raphael, you started exercising recently. What is your exercise of choice? So you can see I have I have an exercise bike back here that I really hate riding, but it can be fun. How long did you work on Imposters before you produced it? That was crazy because Imposters happened. We came up with the idea. We worked on it for a couple days a week because Adam and I were working on other things. We pitched it. And they said, yeah, write us a pilot. And we took another month to write the pilot. They read the pilot and then they said, let's make it. And it was 3 months beginning to end. And then we made the pilot and edited it. And that probably took, before they decided to make the series, another 5 months. But that's actually all relatively quick in the life of television. Things don't happen that fast anymore. So it was fast. We're getting an exercise stuff. Exercise, bike, walking, jump rope. Oh my God. I jump rope. Jump rope's really good for you, but it's really hard. What projects have I got coming up? The Vibe asks. I did one episode of this Ryan Murphy show called, it's the Kim Kardashian divorce lawyer show. What did they change the title to? They keep changing the title, so I can't remember. But it's Sarah Paulson, Glenn Close, Naomi Watts, and Kim Kardashian. I had like five scenes, and I think it probably got reduced to one scene, but that was fun. And then I got to do this movie called Crime 101 that's coming out, where I got to do these scenes with Halle Berry. That was really fun. And then I'm working on this TV show for AMC called The Audacity, which I love the title and I love the show, which will be out in January, which that's what I'm working on in Vancouver right now. And that show is, I think it's going to be amazing. I'm really excited about it. So fingers crossed. And also, you know, that's where the beard comes from. All right. Alicia and Raphael are talking about lifting weights. Very important. Stay strong. Am I working on any music currently? I am. I have three songs finished and I haven't put them out because I'm a wimp. I'm just going to put them on Spotify. And the reason I haven't put them out, well, there's no reason. They're so different from one another that I'm like, this is all so confusing. Don't I need to make a record? And it's like, no, it's just Spotify. Just put them out. Nobody cares. So I will put them out. My guilty pleasure show, Surprised Bobsleigh, my guilty pleasure isn't TV. It's mostly movies. I kind of watch the same movies over and over. If, I'll watch the same movie like many, many times. And those movies, I don't know if they're guilty pleasures because they're all kind of great movies. Moneyball. No Country for Old Men, and Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash movie with Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon. I love those movies. Jessica Pitzer asks if I'm interested in doing theater again. I am. I'm planning on it. We'll see. And I think that's it. Okay, I'll put the songs out. You guys listen to the songs if I put them out? You just download them from Spotify? So it looks like at least there's like 12, 15 listeners. I have a couple on there now. And I'll put the other ones out. One's a folk song. One's a really weird, like, bossa nova song. And then the other one is kind of a comedy song, but presented like a straight-ahead piano rock song. All right. I think you guys, I think that's it. Where's Ben? I'm going to ask Ben if we should go. And again, I'm sorry for my technical, problems at the beginning. And thank you all so much for waiting while I crawled under my house to reboot my internet. Yes, I know Sarah's going to do one of these, and then maybe if we're ever in the same room together, we'll do one together. Thank you guys so much for checking in. And thank you for being part of the Patreon community. Thank you for supporting the show. There's more to come. And, play you, three chords to end. It's an E minor, A7, C. With a G. All right, guys, thank you so much. Stay hydrated in the heat wave, and we'll talk soon. We'll be around.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.